What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big One Podcast. This is your motorsports and NASCAR podcast. We also sometimes talk about the trucks. We sometimes talk about the Xfinity series. We also just talk about how everybody is watching every single form of motorsports. This might be a little bit of a hybrid session today. We might talk some golf. We might touch some baseball. We might talk about some NBA draft. This is going to be a little bit of a wild card episode of the Big One Podcast. At Atlanta Motor Speedway, so we've got a bunch of dummies crashing into each other all over the place here on the Big One Podcast. Keselowski, Chase Elliott, we are running 1-2. Tyler Reddick is also looking good. We've got to take a quick pause because the number 66, the total shit box, couldn't just crash out and then get to pit lane. He had to crash out and then stall it out like a total pile of junk. So we are gonna check out the caution commercials and then come right back from Atlanta Motor Speedway. All right, so we are going live. Chase Elliott, your NASCAR fan favorite driver, just won the race. No big digs, nobody cares. The unfortunate thing is that is another new driver, so that bumps another slot down on the playoffs. So Brad Keselowski was having an amazing run here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, but he ended up getting caught up in a little bit of traffic. I mean, masterclass. From the two Hendrick Motorsports drivers, Bowman 48, Chase Elliott the 9, absolutely masterclass, unbelievable. They just they put the two cars out there in front, as you do when you have Hendrick Motorsports cars, and they split on the last lap, and it was like boom. Keselowski, dang it, man. That was one that you should have had. I think he maybe ended up in fourth, fifth, sixth, third, second. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Kessel, man, you need a win to get into the playoffs. The biggest shame of the weekend, though, was Tyler Reddick, the 45. This guy had it. He had it. Reddick, 45. I don't know what happened. Last restart, all of a sudden he was way the hell out there. He was like in 10th. It was like, bro, I don't know if he missed a shift. We gotta look at the tape. But Reddick, 45, our guy. He had it all day, and unfortunately he could not get up to the front and finish. Test. So we are going to a quick little test session here on the Big One Podcast. So absolutely amazing weekend here for the racing, but we are gonna throw it back to the Kansas City weekend. So we had a little trip ski for the podcasters. We had a little bit of a trip ski. So we had Big G and Baby G. We went out to Kansas City for a little bit of a racing weekend. It was absolutely amazing. So we end up getting there on a Thursday. You obviously got to build some buffer days into the NASCAR racing weekend. So we got there on a Thursday. Ended up going down to a little barbecue spot. Bunch of BBQ, bunch of Hotel Q. Goodbye, Felicia. We are absolutely over that, and we are also going to do a massive pivot. So we had the NASCAR race tonight Unfortunate that Tyler Reddick could not pull that win out. Chase Elliott, the least popular driver of the entire NASCAR series, he's the most popular driver. Chase Elliott, because his dad was amazing. Bill Elliott, it's whatever. We all hate him. Damn, Reddick. Damn, that would have been a good win. So we're going to do a little breakdown of Baby G, Big G. We went to the NASCAR weekend in Kansas City. So Thursday night, you got to get there early, y'all. You got to get there early. So we did a little barbecue. We hit some breweries. We hit some good stuff. And then we went to the hotel ski Friday night. So Friday night, bonus day in the NASCAR race city you're in. You've got the World War One Museum. We went to a Royals game, and we met our buddy. Dude, this guy was so effing cool. We're going to keep it PG because we don't want to swear on this podcast. So we met this guy, Bud, at the Royals game. And he's like, you guys probably should leave early because it's not all that exciting. But then once the lights go down at the Kansas City Royal Stadium, they start blasting the fountains. So you get a nice little water show. That was fun. Bought a $15 pin. A little bit outside of my normal price point, but $15 pin, I will take that to the bank and record that all day long, because it was a special pin. It was not just a pin, it was a event pin, the day pin. You have got to absolutely do that and spark it up. So we've got the NASCAR truck series race the next day, which was probably the absolute best race of the weekend. So we've got a little bit of Vine Street Brewing Company. Amazing, the vibes are so good at this place. We probably stayed for next brewski, which was definitely worth it. Next spot of the day, my brother Big G thought we were going to go to a place called Slaps. Not happening. Super slammed. Tried two other barbecue spots on the way. Super packed. Did not make that happen. So we ended up just going over to the track and ended up in Turn 2 near the midway, hit some Adirondack chairs, Green Flag Racing, and then, this truck race was the absolute banger race of the weekend. So, like, sometimes you catch a race and it's, like, kind of boring. This was one of those races where it was just absolutely amazing. So, just Big Willie style. Number 7, Brian Betsby, that 777s, anybody that has a number 7 on their car wins. For some reason, I'm not a big gambler, but I thought I was going to splash the cash and say that, yeah, anybody other than the 07, the 77, and the 777s wins the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race on the night before we go to the Cup Series race. And what do you think? The number 7 Carson Hocevar, the NASCAR Cup Series driver, wins. So I've got to splash the cash. We park downtown. We go back to the hotel. We organize a little bit, and then we pay up. Big G gets a free beer on Baby G. It's absolutely unreal. So then NASCAR Cup Series Sunday. Unbelievable. So every time we go to a NASCAR race, it's like a gazillion degrees on the Sunday of the race. But let's break this down a little bit. So Sunday morning, we've got to run over to a Starbucks to grab some Snappers. Snappers are the, I don't remember the brewery, but it's a brewery that Big G found, and it was like Snap City. Like, the IPAs were just hitting, and when you hit it on an IPA, you just got to grab a six-pack and crush it. So we had to go to what the hell is the name of this thing? Constantino's grocery store. Big G was adamant about going to Constantino's, so we grabbed a bottle of bourbon, and all of a sudden he goes, I gotta go. Unfortunately, you gotta go, but they do not have the bathrooms open at Constantino's, so we're scrambling. The lines are 12 people long. They've got one checkout lady. We're trying to just buy bourbon for the track, and it's like, we gotta pivot. We pivot. We drop our groceries, and we go over to Starbucks. Baby G comes through in the clutch. Big G does what he needs to do, and we're walking back to the hotel. Amazing. So we hit the hotel. We hit our stuff. We hit our waters, and we hit the track. So real quick, so between the track and now, not a big deal, but we had locked and loaded our absolutely most efficient course to the track. So we get to the track on Sunday. We hit the midway. 8:40 p.m. That's a lie. 8:40 a.m. We are rocking and rolling. We're hitting the midway. So we've got Carson Hocevar. We got Chase Briscoe. My new guy. Chase Briscoe does one of the most fun and cool interviews I've ever seen a race car driver do. Boner for him having a Bass Pro Shops sponsor and hat. Absolutely huge for that. So we go through Chase Briscoe, the Briscoe turned into Brisket. He does a nice little interview with himself. And then we're like, all right, it might be time to find some shade. So, this is still, I said earlier, something p.m. It's only 12:54 p.m. So we're still blasting in the sun. We got green flag coming up in a little bit. So we do a little laps up and down. And then you crack the shitter. So if you're not all in tune into the NASCAR scene, so crack the shitter means you just crack a Busch Light, a Bud Light, or something. You crack a shitter while you're walking in. Next thing we know, we are on the little green flag. A little bit earlier than expected because there were some unfortunate events of us cracking too many shitters, staying out of the heat. So the name of the game in a NASCAR race is just to stay cool. So we stayed cool. We saw the green flag. We saw him. Larson wins stage one. Larson wins stage two. We've got a quote here, and I quote from Big G. What the fuck is everybody else doing? And that's an exact quote. So then you go into stage four. Boom, Larson wins. It's over. So 6:15. We're scouring the track. We are finding koozies. We're finding cups. We're finding all the cool stuff that the drunk people at a NASCAR race normally leave. So we ended up getting to our car, and we had four koozie hit. We had a three cup hit. I have a quote that says, I'm, quote, Mr. Highball. And we are running this back to back. So we ended up with Mr. Highball. Brian spills his cocktail. It's all good because he's drinking water. That's the beauty of going to a NASCAR race. You designate a driver, and then you can just scour the track, and you can just record everything. And you just end up getting back to the Airbnb or the hotel. And you've got Mr. Highball. Big G parked the car. We're all in. I'm all in on number four, Noah Gregson, as my chump driver, but my ride or die driver. I'm all in on the number 19, Chase Briscoe, because his interview was so much fun. Good God, this guy, Bass Pro Shops. unbelievable how charismatic this guy was, and that's a NASCAR driver, so it really doesn't take all that much to be charismatic, but like he literally was just like, hey fans, I will talk to you. I will literally talk to you as a NASCAR Cup Series driver. It is incredible how difficult it is to have a cup driver that like resonates with you, because they are so basic, boring, fucking white bitches. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how hard it is to have a Cup Series driver that is fun to root for these days. So, end of the night, we're going highball, we're going Mr. Spritzer, and then we're shutting it down. So, the next day, we literally shut it down, and we go to the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. We go to the Harry Truman Presidential Library, and then we got a lot of other stuff on the docket that we're not going to get into on the Big One podcast. That will be on the bonus episode of the Big G's podcast, or the Baby G's podcast. We don't know at this point, but we will hopefully be coming back to you live soon for more of the Big One podcast. If you want to follow us, you can find us on podcast at the podcast big one at gmail.com, at the Big One podcast at it's always something Fridays at gmail.com. We will catch you next weekend for more racing on the Big One podcast.